always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Anytime.
No, clean air and water. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day.
I'm Sally Geller.
I'm Don Stein, and this is Ecologic for January 1st, 2021. Welcome to the new year. Ken Gale will be joining us shortly. Having technical problems. Okay. When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said. Today, members of the Ecologic Collective talk about shows they are working on for 2021, what we can look forward to, what we have accomplished, and what is still needed to do.
We're going to have collective members Andy Padan, J.K. Canepa, Tim Keating, and Joel Landy join us today. Andy?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Oh, this is wonderful. So I want to talk today about electrification because the federal government and the state of New York want people to become electrified and convert themselves from oil or gas to electricity. The New York Times reported on December 29th in the business section that more than 90% of the buildings in New York today will be standing in 2050, and nearly 70% of the city's total carbon emissions come from buildings. These facts suggest that improving existing buildings and others like them is essential to cutting emissions. Instead of demolishing older buildings, owners and developers are devising ways to retrofit them with the latest green technology. The article mentions another achievement of the many achievements of Chris Benedict, who is a friend of Ecologic, in a deep energy retrofit of 9 buildings that she did for Rise Borough CDC. Insulating and air sealing these buildings is a good idea, but instead of converting to electric heat, even high-efficiency heat pump and cooling, we need to admit that this electricity is being driven primarily by carbon-based electric generation, and from the plant to the plug is between 33 and 40% efficient. So before we start converting buildings to electric, let's make the buildings more efficient first. Reducing lighting in buildings from incandescent and fluorescent to LED make great savings. Air sealing and insulation make great difference, and increasing efficiency and response time of heating, hot water, and cooling systems through proper energy management will greatly reduce energy and carbon. A large commercial building I worked with last year was planning a large rooftop solar system, and we all support solar. But the heating system for this building was archaic, running at under 60% efficiency, and oversized, and you'll love this, by a factor of 10. National National Grid, through one of their as-of-right commercial programs, would finance the new boilers at 0% over 3 years on their gas bill, and the energy and maintenance reductions alone would pay for the retrofit. There's numerous multifamily buildings that are hemorrhaging energy at this rate. Cost-effective retrofits are easy to gauge and install. And if you include an energy, a water efficiency like high-performance toilets, the cash flow pays for itself in projects like this. So instead of suggesting that people go to electricity straight, I'd like people to make their buildings more efficient first and think about electricity in the future. Did I keep it under 3 minutes?
Good. JK, are you with us?
I am with you, and I'm just
How are things on Staten Island?
The ferry terminal. Right, I'm going to thank my driver. Thank you. Okay. Yes, I'm JK Canepa from Sane Energy Project, and I'm part of the Ecologic Collective. And my particular interest this week, there's two ongoing interests. So this week we're going to talk about PFAS. That's the perforated, they're called the forever chemicals because they don't break down. It's the sort of thing that is found in Teflon, in stain remover, in carpeting, in water repellent gear, some automotive stuff, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. That's why we call them PFAS. The drinking water of one of three Americans is contaminated with this stuff. And according to the Environmental Working Group, EWG, the blood of every American contains some PFAS in one form or another. And a little aside on this is that in my family, my son, his wife, and his kids were exposed to high levels of it. It's linked to serious health problems, including reproductive and immune system dysfunction, and even some cancers stays in the blood and the organs forever, and we don't know enough about it. One cluster that's really heartbreaking is the town of Rochester, Minnesota, where 3M has their main factory, and there's a cluster of high school students who develop cancer. The state of Michigan was really hit hard with PFAS water contamination. And that's especially ironic and sad when you consider that Flint had to endure lead poisoning in its own water. And closer to home right here, Lake Washington up near Newburgh, New York, is now a Superfund site. And as I said, my son, he lives near an Air Force base. Air Force bases, all these military installations are hit really hard with PFAS. And Montgomery County, 85,000 families were exposed to PFAS water. It's called, the PFAS family includes PFOA, PFA, all kinds of forms of that. They're not required to report the results to the state drinking water agencies or the EPA if they do test for this stuff, nor to make it public in any form. And, of course, this current administration, the White House, and Scott Pruitt's EPA successfully covered it all up because they thought that talking about it to the public would create a public relations nightmare. So does that sound familiar, a public relations nightmare? But change is afoot. There's a bill in the New York State Senate, S-773 proposes a maximum level of PFAS allowable in people's water, and it's sitting on the governor's desk right now. And recently, our state also prohibited the use of PFAS in firefighting foam in certain cities, only certain cities. They have to stop this contamination altogether and clean up the water supplies everywhere the way we did with asbestos. It's absolutely essential. And one of the good groups is Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. That's the show I'm going to be doing in 2 weeks, and that's it. Great. Thanks, JK. Sally, tell us about what you have coming up.
Okay. I'm working on small nuclear reactors. The nuclear industry realizes the current reactors have reached the end of their useful lives. The NRC is considering extending licenses to 100 years, but physics gets in the way. Parts wear out, metal becomes brittle, more likely to fail, and no license can change that reality. In addition, the cost for renewable energy has come way down. The real reason that Indian Point will be closing in April is that its energy is too expensive. This is true everywhere, so the industry is looking for some way to stay alive. Enter small modular reactors. These nuclear reactors are not positive like small businesses, small hydro, small solar. They're an attempt by a dying nuclear industry to expand its reach. Small nuclear reactors are prefabricated, which reduces construction costs, but they generate only 25% of the power of large reactors. And construction uses more than 25% of materials. This means that the cost of energy is higher. This has even been acknowledged by an Exxon executive. The construction of small nuclear reactors requires a massive supply chain. Such a system does not exist, and nobody seems interested in constructing it. In 2018, the Department of Energy suggested that a $10 billion subsidy would be needed to build just 6 gigawatts of capacity in small nuclear reactors by 2035. Cost overruns and construction delays are common in small nuclear reactors. Costs for Russian floating installation increased fourfold, and an Argentinian project, planned in 2004 and expected to be completed this November, was initially budgeted at $1 billion per gigawatt, was at 17.8 billion gigawatts by 2014, and 21.9 billion per gigawatt in 2017. Here in the U.S., NuScale is expecting to produce electricity from small nuclear reactors at a cost of $65 per megawatt hour. However, WSP Parsons Brinckerhoff, a large project construction firm, concludes that the real cost is about 2.5 times that, or 159 megawatt hours. All in all, this looks like a dying industry not facing reality. We will talk more about that soon.
Great. Sally, I'm really looking forward to that show. Joel, we always feel like we have a really nice treat when you're on, so go for it. Tell us what's your musical entrance today.
So kind of you to say that. And greetings, everyone. Good luck and good health in the new year. On January 22nd, we'll be Ecologic will be all about the power of music and how it shapes movement, and how it's worked in the past, and how we could use the arts to galvanize movements and save the planet. The guest will be the executive director of the People's Music Network, Ben Grosskopf, and I look forward to that show very much. Until then, look what they've done to my song, Mom. Look what they've done to my song. It was the only thing I can do half right, and it's coming out all wrong. Look what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my land, Mom. Look what they've done to the land. And why we haven't thrown them out is more than I can stand, Mom. Look what they've done to my land. Look what they've done to the sea, Mom. Look what they've done to the sea. Their poison and their politics is killing you and me, Mom. Look what they've done to the sea. Look what they've done to the air, Mom. Look what they've done to the air. The climate's changing everywhere, and they don't even care, Mom. Look what they've done to the air. Look at the goals within reach, Mom. Work for the goals within reach, friends. People are now listening, and it's our role to teach, friends. Work for the goals within reach, and we can have our right when we right the wrongs. They've been going on too long. Work for the goals within reach. Work for the goals within reach.
Yay. Thank you, Joel.
Singfreedom.org. Singfreedom.org for more. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joel. You know, as a matter of fact, why don't we have people give us their websites? We've got a couple more minutes. Andy, are you with us?
I am. I'm here. The best way to contact me is by my name, Apadian, A-P-A-D-I-A-N at Gmail.
Say that slower. A-P-A-D-I-A-N.
At Gmail.
Great. And JK, what's your favorite website and contact information now?
All right. My favorite website is saneenergy.org.
Spell that out, please.
S-A-N-E-E-N-E-R-G-Y.org. And that's because the bulk of the work I'm doing is about fossil fuels. The PFAS is the best website for that is the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. EWG.org. They're doing great work on the issues of these forever chemicals.
Everybody, we will have all of these links on our website. That's www.ecoradio.org, which you'll hear a few more times. Clearwater, clearwater.org is also doing some work on PFAS. So you'll be reading more about that, and I'll be talking more about the small hydro and other issues that clearwater.org is working on right now over the course of the year. Sally, would you have any websites you'd like to include?
Sure. Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition is at ipsecinfo.org. That's ipsecinfo.org.
And Sally, you were telling us about some other show that you're having coming up. Tell us about that.
Sure. Okay. Next week, we will talk with collective advisor Michelle Lee, a lawyer who has been working on issues of nuclear decommissioning for many years, about Holtec, which has applied to the NRC to take over the Indian Point license. Local groups worry that Holtec exaggerates its decommissioning experience and its financial resources. We'll talk more about that next week.
And unfortunately, Tim couldn't join us today, Tim Keating, he had we have a technical limit on how many people we can get on the air. Who can't wait for us to get back in the studio, right?
Right.
But that involves a whole lot of other things that we're looking forward to over this coming year. JK, Sally, Joel, Tim, was there anything else that you'd like to say?
I did want to.
I know I'm giving you an extra minute because we couldn't get Tim on the line.
Okay. I want to add that the other big push right now is to get people alerted and ready to speak to the Public Service Commission about the North Brooklyn Pipeline. I just was in Staten Island on a walk along the shore with the National Resource Protection Association folks, and they're cool. They do a shore walk every New Year's Day, and I didn't know if I could handle it, but it was beautiful. And I told them that the North Brooklyn Pipeline project includes the proposal to truck compressed natural gas to Staten Island, compressed to the point of 3,600 pounds per square inch of every square inch of the tank, and to get a variance from the fire department to truck liquefied natural gas through Brooklyn and Long Island. So these are horrendous, and we're going to have a hearing. We fought hard to get that, and when we do,
JK, we're going to have all those details on the website. We're going to go on to Joel right now because he's got his hand up.
On January 22nd, when we have the show about the power of music, if you believe music is important in changing history, and you know, some people think, all the great songwriters, that was from the 60s. No, there are more people doing this kind of music now than ever before. So if you want to find out more about that, go to pmn.peoplesmusic.org. And there's all kinds of music for any movement you want to think about. So I just wanted to put that out there, and more of that on January 22nd.
Well, they say that time flies when you're having fun. And unfortunately, we are out of time. We will continue this discussion on the Ecologic Green Room after the show. It's the new year. Welcome to 2021. Yay. About time. Now join our email list to be informed when the shows are listed. Those of you online, go to www.ecoradio.org. And again, please sign up for our mailing list.
To listen to the show again, go to our website, www.ecoradio.org.
Sally?
You can get environmental news on a variety of topics.
Sally?
www.ecoradio.org.
We are certainly having our share of technical problems today because, Sally, you were not muted, and you just came across. Sorry, folks, but you know, that's what's the beauty about live radio. You can hear the flubs and smile with us. Okay. So for the environmental news you can get from this radio show, you go to www.ecoradio.org. We know the environment is important to you. That is why you listen to Ecologic, and we appreciate you. We need you to feel and know that this listener-sponsored radio station is yours. There is much to do in 2021, and you can help. Here's a way to exert your influence on the world. Show your responsibility and your love for WBAI and for Ecologic, and help keep us on the air. Yes. You do have that much power. We know you want to hear more environmental news, so
go to www.givetowbai.org to get any one or more of our terrific premiums by putting Eco-Logic in the search box in the upper right corner. Also, we'd like to encourage each of you to become our buddy. Just go to www.givetowbai.org. Go to the BAI Buddy page, and on the drop-down box, click on Ecologic and pledge a monthly amount. Any amount. Think of what this show is worth to you. You have our sincere thanks. And thank you for joining us on this holiday show.
Recently, a listener chatted that she listens to the show, and boy, we do like to hear that. Thanks to Audrey. And a big thanks to our terrific engineer, Reggie Johnson. We could not do this without you. For Ken Gale, who...
I'm Sally Gellert.
who is having technical problems today. We look forward to your participation.
Let's hope that the rest of this year goes better than this first day.
And I'm Donna Stein. See you next Friday at 2:30 p.m.
All who share this thing called life, celebrate each day's rebirth. So.
The Road to Mecca by South African playwright Ethel Fugard, based on the true story of an older woman who finds meaning in creating a sculpture garden out of broken glass, cement, and wire.
I have to see them very clearly first. They've got to come to me inside like pictures. And if they don't, well, all I can do is wait.
But she comes under attack by the church and her neighbors who try and coerce her out of her home.
Your hobby, if I can call it that, hasn't really helped matters.
That's Ethel Fugard's The Road to Mecca, starring Julie Harris, Amy Irving, and Harris Yulin. Saturday at noon, while Professor Sri Srinivasan, who hosts Coping with COVID, a hopeful, helpful call-in show, is taking a holiday break. And also at 8 p.m., when audio stages and the Metropolitan Virtual Playhouse are also off for the evening. That's The Road to Mecca here on WBAI New York at 12 and 8 p.m. on Saturday, January 2nd.
When it comes to hypocrisy and blatant hypocrisy at that, you Afrikaners are in a class by yourself.
Hi, this is Margaret Flowers with Clearing the Fog, speaking truth to expose the forces of greed. Clearing the Fog is a radio program that you'll hear on WBAI, Pacifica Radio 99.5, FM in New York City on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. And on Clearing the Fog, I interview activists, authors, journalists, academics about what's going on in the social movements and what is the reality that you're not going to hear on a corporate sponsored radio station. These are people that dig into the facts to let you know without the corporate spin how things are actually going and what you're not being told by the corporate media. And Clearing the Fog is so fortunate to be a regular show now on WBAI so that you can hear this content that you won't hear in other places, certainly not on commercial radio. So please value WBAI. Running a radio station is not something that can be done for free. WBAI doesn't have these corporate sponsors that give it, you know, large amounts of money. It's really driven by you. It's independent. It's listener supported. And that money is needed each month to keep the doors open to the station, to keep the equipment functioning, to keep, you know, a few staff who can keep that radio station going. The people who host the programs are not getting paid to host these programs. We do it because it's a labor of love, but there does have to be staff who can keep that radio station going, and that's what the wonderful folks at WBAI do. So please support WBAI by going to WBAI.org and making a donation today. Thank you.
And the previous program was Ecologic, and that is heard Fridays at 2:30 p.m. Stay tuned for Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott coming up, followed by On the Ground with Esther Evram at 4 p.m. This is WBAI New York and 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. And before we go into Sojourner Truth, I just wanted to remind people that although this is a